100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the studio for 19 or long, so me say.
I'm talking about a few more other interesting things. Well, countries are still burning as a result of the cartoon first published in the Danish paper. As recently as this past weekend, an Italian official was wearing the t-shirt and flashed it on television. So thank God for the Prime Minister that he actually asked this person to resign. It just gets back to the arrogance that I spoke about in my previous podcast. And when we see the Italian embassies blown up, or when we see people running out of their little offices with their belongings because in fear, basically, you know, that's when people are going to stop some of this arrogance and realize that it doesn't take much to set off some of these folks in some of the Muslim communities who already hate the West as it is. But anyway, you have to watch that arrogance. But speaking of that arrogance, too, let's talk about Dick Cheney. I mean, he was pretty arrogant because he didn't feel he had to notify or talk about what happened with the shooting of his friend and that hunting accident. You're the vice president. Of course you have to talk about what goes on. And you have tons of public relations people right around you who, you know, he could have handled it a little differently. He could have handled it very differently. But again, the arrogance was that he didn't feel he had to. He was going to let the owner of the ranch kind of take some of the heat. And he was almost going to let poor Harry, his friend, take some of the heat as if he were wrong. So it gets back to the arrogance and the secrecy of not feeling that you have to say anything. And that kind of carries right across into my next topic, which is talking about the possible sale of our ports to the Dubai Port Company, a Saudi Arabian, Middle Eastern company. What the fuck are they thinking about? Where are their heads? Up their assholes? I just don't understand it. It's a slap in the face to everybody who's lost a loved one, you know, their sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, whatever, in two of the most ridiculous wars, Afghanistan and Iraq. It's also a slap in the face to those who lost family members in 9/11. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't know what they're thinking about. Why can't they find an American company to run our own ports? Why are we opening up our ports to other countries? Surely, they are talking about what idiots we Americans are behind our back to let a country who, yeah, all of the people weren't from there, but a lot of them were for the 9/11. But there's proof that there's a lot of anti-American sentiment in that particular area. There's proof, and yet you ignore it. You have Secretary Chertoff running around on TV saying everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be great. But you missed two planes flying into the World Trade Centers. Okay, you dropped the ball with the people in New Orleans, Alabama, and Mississippi, the Gulf Coast. And you're going to run around and try and start another mess that may take some time to undo. We are so short-sighted here. We're not even dealing with our own issues. It's as if they don't want to deal with local American issues. They always want to be dealing with international issues. And that really sucks. It really sucks because you're selling the top 1% that are in these positions are selling our country down the river. And you can rest assured that they're going to get their little kickbacks and their little payments and their little gifts for making this sale go through. And we're going to be standing around with our fingers up our ass and our nose in a year, 2 years, maybe 5 years from now when something happens. And rest assured, something will happen. Okay? And it's sinister, and I don't even want to think like that, but, you know, we're so naive. You know, this is like just turning our country right over to foreign hands. I don't understand it. I can't understand why they're saying it's going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. It's totally irresponsible. And I have to agree with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who said, he's of South Carolina, who said that this pending approval was unbelievably tone-deaf politically. But it gets to that arrogance. They don't really care, you see, how the minions, we, feel about these things. It's all about what they feel they can do to change the New World Order, to get control of whatever they need to get control of. And we're just handing it over on a silver platter. What the fuck are they thinking about? What the fuck is our government doing? And why is our president sitting quietly while this is going on? He didn't even know about it because people in his administration were doing their deals secretly. I mean, I just don't understand it. And we vote these people in. We don't hold them accountable. We're not even holding them accountable to fix the Gulf Shore and to get our country back and to fix those levees. I mean, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. But anyway, weigh in. Give me a call at 206-309-7325. Digital Sister signing out. I'll be back with you in a few days. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening, and please tell your friends. I promise we'll be back in a couple of days with some more fun stuff. But there's just so much shit going on right now. I gotta step off and talk about it. But just bear with me and keep tuning in. Digital Sister signing up. Protest, you can't mess with this.